Good morning, mate. Yeah, sad news, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, very sad. Took me by surprise. Took me a while to sort of register, but it's not the wind out of everyone, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, this morning my phone went kind of busy, as you can imagine, as I'm sure yours did as well. I saw the news break, well, before it actually broke, there was a few messages and tweets and information going out. But, you know, he was an absolute legend, as we all know, and I think typical Way, very cryptic last album, Black Star, you know, and keeping very private, keeping himself to himself. Bowie's exit out of this world is just, it's just probably how he would have wanted it. You know, people didn't know that he was ill or didn't realise how ill he particularly was. And it's a shock to everybody, really is. But remember him, in life, he was a real icon. He was a real... I mean, I can remember me and you when we... Obviously, we had a close relationship with Steve Strange, as you know, and Steve always used to tell us the story about when Bowie came to the... because he was always a master of reinventing himself, and he was kind of intrigued at what Steve was doing at the Blitz with the New Romantics. And, of course, we know from that meeting, he went on to do Ashes to Ashes video with Steve on that. You know, the guy was always ahead of the curve, you know. He was always making sure that he was knowing what was going on in the world.
Yeah.
He took music to an art. It wasn't a business for him. It wasn't about selling millions of records. It was about an art. It was about expression. It was more than just promoting yourself. It own art, and that's what you've got to remember, really.
You look at the New Romantics, and David Bowie led the way there with his use of makeup in the early 70s, and Steve Strange and his gang, they acknowledge his influence on their fashion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Steve was one of his biggest fans. You know, he was always ahead of everybody at the time and movement, but he also kept it very current. You know, he was a master of it's a real, real sad day to lose such an icon, another icon, and another British icon at that. I mean,
yeah.
There's some sad news coming out recently. You know, Ed Stewart,
yeah.
Pott, the DJ, recently passed away. Lemmy from Motorhead as well, and David Bowie. And
95.6 on the Isle of Sheppey. This is BRFM.